With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks arrived in Japan on the 13th of May, leading a financial services and commerce delegation. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The tour began in Hong Kong, where government updates say he attended the Maples Investment Funds Forum and met with the territory's financial secretary, private equity groups, and hedge fund managers. The delegation then traveled to Shanghai for 2 days of talks with industry leaders and officials, including meetings hosted by Appleby and Han Kun Law offices. Officials say the mission is designed to reinforce Cayman's financial services ties, provide updates on its regulatory framework, and promote the islands as a hub for cross-border investment in Asian markets. Ebanks addressed the Alternative Investment Management Association Japan annual forum yesterday as part of the Tokyo program. This final leg coincides with fresh data on Japanese investment in Cayman. Cayman Finance, drawing on figures from Japan's Ministry of Finance, reports that Japanese portfolio assets in the Cayman Islands reached about $811 billion by the end of 2024, up from $761 billion in 2023. About $638 billion of that total is invested through Cayman registered investment funds. Those figures place Cayman second only to the United States as a destination for Japanese portfolio investment and show it accounts for 62.4% of Japan's overseas investment fund holdings. The Premier's Asia tour covering Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Tokyo concludes today. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
To the Parliament, an update on efforts to implement a series of private members' motions accepted by MPs in past meetings of Parliament. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Up first, a motion to restrict public mask wearing by prohibiting the use of non-medical masks and total head coverings in all public spaces. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
Cabinet's decision in response to private member's motion number 4 regarding mask wearing that has been assigned to the Cabinet Office to develop recommendations and the implementation of the prohibition while taking into account religious human rights implications and the suggested medical and professional protection equipment exemptions.
In relation to a December motion proposing the mandatory redlining of amending bills, Mr. Ebanks says that has been assigned to the Attorney General's chambers to develop a plan of action. Another way to describe redlining is track changes, which lawmakers hope will make it easier for members of the public to understand legislative changes.
In relation to motion number 6, duty-free importation of recycling equipment, that has been assigned to the Minister for District Admin and Home Affairs as part of his ongoing work to update amendments for the Customs and Tariff Act, particularly as a targeted view to encourage specific behaviors such as the 4 R's of environmental sustainability, which are reduce, reuse, recycle, and recover.
Finally, the March private members' motion to limit social media for children under the age of 16.
Cabinet will establish a select committee to make recommendations, also consult, particularly bring in the youth parliament to get their views. And after the recommendations have been compiled, they'll be delivered to the Law Reform Commission to take the work forward from a legislative drafting perspective.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
It may be hard to believe, considering just how hot and dry it's felt this month, but the most recent dry season was wetter than usual. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Climatologically, the dry season is characterized by reduced rainfall totals, with most precipitation associated with the passage of cold fronts, which can also lead to cooler temperatures. January is usually the coolest month, March is the driest, and the wettest conditions usually occur at the start of the season. The National Weather Service's December 2025 through April 2026 dry season summary shows that this season, Grand Cayman was wetter than average.
Seasonal rainfall exceeded both the climatological average and the previous dry season total of 6.2 inches.
Forecaster Carrie Forbes tells Radio Cayman there was 4.5 inches worth of rainfall associated with cold fronts during the season, accounting for about 40% of the seasonal rainfall.
January, which experienced the highest frequency of cold front passages, was the wettest month of the season.
Ms. Forbes says as conditions transitioned from neutral toward the anticipated El Nino phase, drier conditions developed toward the end of the season, with April being the driest month. Switching to temperatures, this season in Grand Cayman, it was slightly cooler than average, marking one of the coolest dry seasons seen in more than a decade. While January recorded the highest number of cold front passages by February, colder air masses over the U.S. led to, quote, more pronounced cooling when cold fronts reached Cayman. Monthly max temperatures remained near slightly above average throughout the season, and minimum temperatures were generally above average. However, February recorded 2.5 degrees below its average minimum temperature due to the passage of a strong cold front, when temperatures fell to as low as 65.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
February recorded one of its coolest average temperatures in nearly 40 years.
Ms. Forbes says February was the coolest month of the season, while April was the warmest. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Grand Cayman also logged its second warmest December on record, behind 2016. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Enterprise Cayman has named the winners of its 2026 Business Design Competition, an ideation stage event. Program manager Alyssa Manderson describes as Cayman's own version of Shark Tank.
Individuals are applying with their business idea. It doesn't have to be fully formed or an active business. From there, we're selecting a top 10. They're then paired with mentors, and then they attend a series of workshops which help them validate their problem and solution, making sure that there is demand within the community.
This year's winners include Day Herky, a trusted platform connecting Caymanians and residents to flexible, short-term job opportunities. EcoTwin Cayman, a digital twin platform helping buildings and infrastructure optimize sustainability decisions with data. And Haven, a discrete voice-activated emergency response tool designed to help users get support fast. Haven's founder Benjamin Bates described the security app on Radio Cayman's Talk Today.
It's basically a personal safety app that I developed. It's basically, if you ever feel unsafe, you can silently alert someone, like a trusted contact from haven to haven, which would be app to app, using a discreet phrase or safe word.
Enterprise Cayman says winners receive cash rewards, complimentary membership to its Launch Lab studios, and a waiver of incubator fees as part of a 14-week program aimed to getting them investor-ready. Applications to that incubator are now open for local and international founders with a deadline of June 13th. We'll have more from CEC's design competition in your Saturday news broadcast. And it's that time of year again when graduating high school students get ready to start university. And Cayman National is among the organizations that want to help. Cayman National Bank is inviting Caymanian students aged 17 to 25 to apply for its overseas scholarship program. The bank says the program offers financial support for students accepted to accredited universities abroad. Applicants must have at least 5 higher-level passes and a minimum GPA of 3.0 and must be pursuing fields aligned with Cayman National's business areas. Cayman National says it's looking for candidates interested in contributing to the Cayman Islands' development. Applications close on the 1st of June. Finally, it's a busy weekend as the country marks Heritage Month. Tomorrow, things kick off at the Human Library Project at the Georgetown Public Library at 10 a.m. The Children's Tea Party is at the Marriott starting at 1:30. Over in the Brac, it's the Bracanal Road March, leaving Spot Bay at 3 p.m. Back in Grand Cayman, head over to the Harkwell Theatre at 7 p.m. to catch Culturama. And if you miss it, no worries. There's a repeat performance on Sunday at 6 p.m. You can find the full calendar of events on the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage social media pages. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.